Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and today is the 15th of July. I guess the month is basically half over, and that's 2011, naturally. So if you're on an archive, that's where we are right now. So let's do, I guess, some clearings here. I don't know. Well, anything on, can you get Fast Chat, Carrie? Are you on it? Or
I am, yes. Hi. Let's have a look. Blah, blah, blah. Not seeing any requests yet. We do have somebody asking, P is asking about the Q&A, so I guess we'll just say that, yes, that is on tonight. Friday at, let's see, 8, just after 8 p.m. Pacific, so 11 Eastern, and the number for that is 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 9009, and then the pound sign. And we are having callers tonight, so if you're in Canada or the U.S., you can call in toll-free on 888-815-9756, and then also line 2 and line 3 are open, and those are area code. They're both area code 530, then 413, and then line 2 is 4510, and line 3 is 4522. So I'll try and type those in. If they don't appear, if somebody else could type maybe just the 888 number, and that would be great. And let's have a look, see if we've had any more. Okay, so Shannon is asking, we were talking, I think it was on Wednesday, Ron, about shrink-wrapping yourself, and she's asking if you would explain that again and maybe explain it a little further. She's still wondering what that is, I guess.
Let's all do our life force energy.
Okay.
So what that does, it increases your spirit energy inside of your body. So somehow when you do that and say it out loud, your spirit somehow gets awakened and goes, wow, I got to come back to this body, because you're commanding it to do that by its life force energy. Now, naturally, you're full of energy, and that energy normally does not go outside of your body, okay, because your spirit doesn't want to leak itself out. So it normally will not do that. But the physical body might go, wow, I got a lot of energy here. I want to project out my auric field further, and it can do that. Remember, your body is completely different than your spirit, completely separate, two different things all together. So if your physical body energy is out around you, and people use dowsing rods at times to check out your energy, I guess everybody kind of varies. I would say that typically you'd probably go out on a normal day, if you don't know about shrink wrapping, probably 5 feet to 10 feet out, and that's just where the body kind of is for whatever reason. If you've ever had a dowser come up to you with the dowsing rods, then they can put the rods and kind of walk away from you, and then they'll cross, kind of showing you where your energy field is. So that's of your body, but you don't want that energy field to be outside of your body. A lot of people think that it's really great if they got a whole bunch of energy and it goes out, say, 20 feet. In fact, I did that one time for a person who was at one of the expos. He was using dowsing rods, so I did that for him, and that was quite something. Anyway, I brought it out across the whole room, and the room probably about 40 feet at least. But then I brought it back so it would be normal, just to prove a point that it could be done. But anyway, you want your body energy to be right inside of your body or just on the surface of the skin, because you don't want to have anybody walking in and out of your body field, because then you pick up body stuff, and it could be anything from entities to alien life forms or just actually being corded and picking up energies. Remember, like attracts like. So we'll just say somebody is having a problem sneezing, and maybe they have hay fever. So you walk into their auric field, and your body now is going to resonate to, maybe as like an empath, to the hay fever. Now, you may not have any in this lifetime, but it will probably generate something to kind of like awaken inside of you that's deeply sleeping. Maybe 20 lifetimes ago, your body had it, so you still have it. And all of a sudden, you might realize that, wow, how did I get hay fever? Well, that's what happens. Like attracts like. So your body actually got kind of awakened and said, oh, I got this condition. Let's get it out of me. I want to become more pure. And that's the reason why things happen to us on a body level. So let's do I now increase my life force energy. And we just say it out loud. If you want to sample your energy, you can. And you want to bring your palms together in front of you, kind of even with your heart, and just move your hands in. And I would say for most people, you're going to be at least three inches to maybe 6 inches normally. If you're further than that, that's great. And that means you have a little more spirit horsepower with you. So here we go. We're going to say it out loud, and then I want you to move your hands apart after you say it out loud and move them in again and kind of sample where it is. You don't want to, like, move your hands in and out like you're fluffing a pillow. You just want to see where it is and stomp. You don't want to generate energies, okay? Remember, if you want to generate energy, you can move your hands, like fluffing a pillow or like a butterfly, and you will get more energy there. You don't want to do that. You just want to have the energy as an indication by what your palm of your hands are feeling. So here we go. We'll say it out loud 10 times. And you say it out loud because you want to work here in this present moment. If you just do it inside of your head, then you're in the mental plane. The mental plane is controlled by aliens, and you could be anywhere out there increasing your life force energy. And it'll work out there. You may get abducted because they may see you as a prime suspect because you have so much energy. So always say it in the physical. That way it awakens all the cells in your body. It knows, your body knows what's happening. And here we go. So check your energy level. We'll see where it is. And then say it out loud. I now increase my life force energy. Move your hands further apart and come in slowly. And normally you're going to find that it probably maybe increases about maybe 3-4 inches each time. Here we go. I now increase my life force energy. And then sample again. I now increase my life force energy. And sample. I now increase my life force energy. 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 You're probably all going to be maybe almost all the way extended right now. And if you think that you're still in front of you, like body width, you didn't move your hands out far enough. So just let your body tell you where you are, okay? Don't use your mind. Just say, body, tell me where my energy field is. You're going to find out that you're probably almost all the way out alongside of your body. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. And you should start to feel warm. Your hands may get kind of sweaty sometimes. You might feel your body do surges. So remember, you're bringing in more spirit. I now increase my life force energy. In fact, we'll do it 20 times. You're going to be buzzing. I now increase my life force energy 20 more times. So I now increase my life force energy. 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 So you're probably floating by now. 10 more times. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy, and you might even watch your eyes, or they will change. You're going to feel much lighter and more conscious. I now increase my life force energy. 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 There we go. Now, if you want to do this about 100 times, you will start to feel sometimes energy blockages being released out of your body. You don't have to move your hands. Once you do it probably 10 times, that's just to show you that you're increasing your energy. And your body knows that. And it can validate it for you and your body. So just sample it maybe for the first week. Do it maybe 3-4 times a day. And then after that, you can just move your hands automatically without saying anything, and you can get popped to full body length here with your hands all the way out alongside of you in about a half a second. Okay? And if your body width or less, that means that if you're less in body width, let's put it that way, then you're going to be giving your energy away to everybody around you because you're not strong enough to hold your spiritual integrity, and you want to always be over body width. So if you're out there listening to me and maybe you, cut people's hair, maybe you see people a lot, maybe you're forced to do handshakes, hugs, you're always working with maybe young children or just people in general, physically touching people because you have to, maybe you're a nurse, then do your life force energy and then do the shrink wrap. So what we're going to do now is shrink wrap your physical body energy. This is your spirit energy. Remember, it's buzzing around you, and if you notice, it's not going to be too far out around you. This is what they used to see in the old pictures that you've seen of, like, Mother Mary and the saints. They have a little halo and Jesus around their head. This is your spirit energy radiating. So if somebody sees you after you do this, you probably will be glowing, okay? And like I said, if you do it, let's say 100 times, 200 times, if you have any energetic blocks inside of your body, it will help to release some of those blockages. So if you feel your inside kind of quiver, shake a little bit, it's because your spirit now can come into those locations because now it's strong enough to do that. So let's do a shrink wrap. So what I'm going to do with everybody is I'm going to take your energy that you have right now in your body. This is with your permission. And I'm going to put you out 10 feet all the way around you. Now, if you have people in your room that you maybe don't know or something, maybe you're listening to me, you know, at a coffee house or something, then you don't want to go into their energy field. So it'll be much less. But if you're just sitting in your own sacred space in your house listening or in a car, we're going to pull your energy out 10 feet around you, and you're going to have really great psychic energy. So this here is your body's energy, not what we've got through doing. Remember, this only goes out at the most probably maybe 6 inches or so, okay? And that's only because it's radiating. And if somebody touches that energy, it's not going to affect you whatsoever. They'll just be getting more source energy. This is why you want to be charged up when you work with people, whatever you do, because if you're over body width, then they can take energy from you, from your spirit, and that's normally okay because you're radiating that much more energy. It's not going to affect your body, but if your body width or less, then you're going to feel yourself getting drained. So here we go. I'm going to pull everybody out 10 feet. I'll just count from 1 to 10. You can feel it expand outside of yourself. So 1, 2, this is your auric field, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So you should have great psychic ability right now. Your little psychic radar, your little antennas out there are all looking around, feeling things around you. And this sometimes could be good. But the people walk inside of this field, like I said before, then it's going to activate your DNA and the past, which is actually kind of good, but you might have a lot of stuff that you don't know how to deal with. Deeply buried stuff. So here we go. We're going to bring you back now right to your skin. So again, I'll count to 10, and I'll do it slowly so you can actually feel your energy change. 1, this is shrink wrapping. And just tell your body to shrink wrap like we're doing right now. It'll understand it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And so now if you notice, you feel like you're self-contained. It's kind of much like maybe like if you're in the water. Just think of a person who does deep-sea diving, like in the old days, you know, where they have the little suit on with the two tubes of, you know, air coming in. Maybe one for exhaust, one for air or something. But anyway, you're just self-contained right now. So your body should feel very, very good. And you're just watching things pass by, kind of like, you know, looking at a fish in a fish tank, and you're outside of the fish tank. Now, if you expand your auric field out further, then that fish tank comes into your field, and now you're swimming with the fish. You don't want to do that. So this is kind of a good way to look at it. So anyway, that's what it is to do a shrink wrap. Do it all the time, especially if you're in a room of people, you go shopping or something. Man, pull your energy right to your body. And then you're going to be able to watch people probably more closely, and you can see them interacting with body energies. You can watch those octopus energies crawling from one person to the next. You know, you can see entities body hopping because they're using that conduit of energy from your auric field from one person to the other. So that you don't want to do. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, great. So, Shannon, hopefully that that is helpful. I did want to ask you one thing, Ron. You said that you can just move your hands and do, without having to say the, I now increase my life force energy. And usually what I do is I say it, but I don't use my hands. So does that work too? Because I find that that works. I mean, if I'm
Either way works. For myself, I just move my hands instantly.
Oh, okay.
I bring them in. I see where I am, and then it expands out instantly. So, a half a second, I'm charged up. And if I do any work with people, a lot of healing work or something, I always check my charge that way to see where I am.
Yeah.
And, when you start feeling a little bit tired, maybe drained, then you know that you're getting down, and the reserve around you is not there, okay? And remember, spirit energy kind of balances itself. So let's say that you come up to somebody, and you're at a number 8, man, and you feel wonderful, okay? And you see this person who's at a number, we'll just say a number, I guess a 3, right? Mm-hmm. And what's in the middle there, 5 or something, or a 2? Anyway, you're going to balance out. So they're going to get charged up a few points, and you will drop those few points. Now, if you have enough to spare, it won't make any difference. You won't really feel a difference on it. But if you're at a 5 and they're at a 1 or something, and you shake hands, you touch them, they're going to say, your energy feels so nice. And, you may say, oh, yeah, that's great. I have great energy. And then as you walk away, you go, man, that person zapped me. Okay? They didn't really zap you. The two energies just balanced. The two spirits came together and said, hey, the one that was depleted said, I need some help here. So your spirit said, okay, I'll just give you some of the light that I have and balance you out so that you're going to be better. This is the way spirits work, okay? And it's an automatic thing. Remember, now if you're at instead of being at 5, you're at 100, and you can deal with people all day long, as long as you check your charge and do that exercise. And, you may even put in place, with your body that when you do check your charge in that 1 second of interval there, we'll say, to see where you are after you get used to doing this here, you may say, I want to be up to 100. I want to get up really high. Instead of being at 5, I want to be at 100. Your spirit can do that. It'll know. Remember, your spirit doesn't, you're just coming along for the ride, okay? So how do I say this here? Your spirit doesn't care what you do. If you only want to have, a teaspoon of energy, it'll only give you a teaspoon. So it's up to you to request more. And if it can get more, it will, okay? So remember, it all depends how much spirit you have in your body, too, as to how effective this is going to work for you. But basically, if you say, I want to be charged up a whole bunch and then shrink wrap, two different energies, remember, auric field and spirit energy, then as you do that, remember, the auric field is emotional, okay? People get drawn to other people emotionally through the auric field. And remember, if you want to draw people to you, then just expand your auric field out and put on your billboard, please come and see me. And, a lot of the big field out there, you're going to be getting a lot of crud, plus probably what you're asking for, okay? So that's why you just want to do your psychic billboard so they can read it without you going out there knocking on their door, Anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah. I find that when my energy is low and prior to encountering you, Ron, I probably would have had a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or something. I do this exercise now, and it really helps a lot. I've saved a lot of money in cups of coffee I haven't had, I expect, too. I get, when I do it out loud and I use my hands, I always get, there's like a slash shape in each palm that gets hot when I do it, too. So maybe I'm clearing stuff out of my hands. I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes, remember, you have your palm chakras. Let's open up your palm chakras.
Oh,
here we go. We'll go to the palm chakra on your right side, right hand. So I'll use the word stronger to increase it. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, left hand. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So what you can do if you have somebody else with you, this is kind of hard to do yourself, but you could always put somebody like on a table, massage table, on a bed or something or whatever, have them lay down, and you can put a pendulum over the chakras. And the pendulum should just spin typically in a nice circle, okay? If it vibrates up and down or is like an elliptical pattern, that means that a chakra is not working to its full capacity, just put it that way. So it's not in alignment with you. So each chakra, you know, once you put the pendulum over the person, most people can use a pendulum. It'll probably be spinning, you know, if you have a string on it of a typical weight of like a necklace or something, and you have maybe a foot string, it depends how heavy it is, it could probably spin out to be about a 6-inch spin, okay?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter which way it goes. Some people say it has to go this way or that way. Don't even go into that belief system. Just so it spins. Remember, your body is in control of what's happening here, okay? So you might say, well, this chakra is backwards, or I got to have them one going one way, one going the next. No, whenever I check out somebody, whatever happens, happens. It doesn't mean that one way is right, one way is wrong. You just look for the spin quality. And what you can do then is probably use the word spin, spin, spin like I do, and tell your body and the spirit that you want to open that chakra up. And just use the word spin, 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 spin. Maybe do it 5 times, 10 times, and then check it again, and the chakra should be back into alignment. So that's what I've been doing for a long, long time. That's just what I have done intuitively ever since I started doing healing work. And so it's a real quick way to open it up. You could check the chakras. Every joint has a chakra in it. If you had an operation or a broken bone or something, an incision where your skin was cut, maybe muscle tissue, well, that part of your body almost always is not going to get energy past that. So it'll come in from your heart and kind of expand out somewhere into your body. So let's say that you had a knee problem. Maybe you twisted your knee or something. Well, at that point, everything below your knee is not going to have energy. And just get the pendulum out, and you're going to notice that, wow, it's cut off. And, you know, you may wonder why maybe your foot goes to sleep. You may wonder why. In fact, I worked with one lady, this was probably a long time ago. I'd say probably 1980. And so it's kind of dating me a little bit here. But with her energy, she always had to wear a wool, like blanket over her top legs going down to her knees, down to her feet. Okay, so she always had it on her lap going down because her feet were like always ice cold. So I did this exercise on her, opened up the chakras, and all of a sudden her feet became more warm and she hasn't used a blanket since. And for her it was kind of miserable. What happened with her, somehow, I don't know how both legs got affected, maybe like attracts like, but somehow I think she mentioned that when she was younger, maybe, you know, in her teens or something, or preteens, she liked horses, and a horse stepped on her foot, and that started it, okay? And ever since then, she had cold feet. So maybe the other foot try to balance it. Remember, like energies try to balance. This is why, you know, you can catch things from other people energetically, even though you may not understand that completely. But once you're around them, the energy is going to be with you. And so anyway, her other foot got cold. So that was that. I dealt with another lady, this beautiful woman, right? But she goes, Ron, I just can't get dates. I go, that's weird, you know. This, again, probably is about 85, I think. And I said, what's your problem? She goes, well, hold my hand. Put my hand on her hand, and it was like an iceberg, and plus she was dripping sweat off of her hand. And I go, holy cow, you know. I said, yeah. She goes, I can't go out. I have to wear gloves, and people wonder why I'm wearing gloves all the time.
Gosh.
And, you know, I can't get intimate because all of a sudden my hands are all sweaty. So I did some work on her, I think the same way here, checking her out, and we fixed her hands for her. Quite something to, she's very, very appreciative of that, naturally, but that's what can happen. So remember, this is all energetics, and we're talking about body energy and also spirit energy, two different energies completely. So we're kind of going in a different direction today, but hopefully that can help all of you. So just take the pendulum, put it over your joints, in your body, maybe your ankles, your knees, have somebody else do it. And normally, for most people, I'd say 95% of the people, the pendulum will turn, okay? If it doesn't turn, I don't know what to say. Maybe your spirit's not connected to you because your spirit is actually doing it. You don't have to really ask your spirit to move the pendulum, okay? You may want to do that, but normally you just put it over, and at least for me, it always works. I don't have to think about it, worry about it. It always spins, okay? And it's instant. And if you do more of the word spin, 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 it'll become a larger circle. In fact, we can do it right now for everybody. So if you have a pendulum, I'll do an exercise for you. And if you don't have one, get a piece of string with a nut on it. I've used that at times, too. People really thought, you know, geez, this guy's not too spiritual yet. You know, here we got these beautiful crystals, you know, and stuff. I'll just get a piece of string and find something that weighs a little bit like a nut, you know, and, you know, a bolt, a screw, a nut, you know, or anything.
Yeah.
Just so it has a little bit of weight to it, okay? So I'll have everybody get that here. And let's see here. Get that ready. It doesn't have to be anything that's sacred or anything else. Just anything will work. So a lot of people have necklaces on or maybe a chain with something attached to it. And you probably all have it now. Maybe I'll wait about a half a minute. So you want to talk about something, Carrie, while they get their pendulum?
Yeah, I was just thinking about what you were saying. If it doesn't spin, and you were saying everything comes in, the energy comes in through the heart and then, you know, down to the rest of your body, I guess in all directions, I was just thinking, well, if it doesn't spin, you could work your way back from that location to your heart until you find one that does spin. So maybe...
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. So whenever I do healings, I always work with the heart first, and I run energy from the heart into the body, wherever it's going. So that's how I work with it when I do lay it on hands. Okay, we all got our pendulums now. So I want
you to
take it and hold it above one of your palm chakras, okay? Typically maybe an inch above your palm of your hand. And just hold it there, and it should start to spin.
Yeah,
and as it's doing that, if it's more open, flowing more energy out of your body, this is what it's actually doing. And you don't want that to go out too far, but remember, we're just checking your body out. And so I'll use the word spin right now. And you can watch it spin, and it'll actually get wider. So here we go. Spin, 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 and I'll use the word open, okay? So typically, it should be probably about a third to twice as much as what it was before. And normally, if it's working real well, it'll typically maybe do about a 6-inch diameter pattern. Sometimes if it's kind of light, you know, it'll almost go off so it's like parallel to the ground, okay? But typically, if it's 6 inches, that's great. It should be a nice round circle, okay? And just check it. And what we'll do now is we'll close down your energy on that palm chakra, okay? And so just keep it spinning there. It'll spin by itself. You don't have to worry about it. And I'm going to count to 10. And each time I do a number, it's going to close down that chakra, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want them closed down. But I'm going to do this to show you what it does. And you can eventually see the pendulum stop. So here we go. So it's going to cut down the energy. So one, two, three, four.
Wow.
Five. Okay. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten.
Wow, that's so interesting.
So your pendulum should now be just sitting there. And if you want to put your hand out in front of you that the chakra is closed down on, you can try to sample the energy maybe of your computer, of the telephone, you know, of some water, of a plant. You're not going to feel anything. Okay? And now we're going to open the chakra up again. So put your pendulum over the chakra again. It doesn't matter which way it spins. Some books talk about one way and, you know, don't even go by that. Just needs to spin in a nice, you know, round circle. So here we go. We're going to activate that chakra. So counting to 10 again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. So now we're going to make it a little bit further if we can. So I'll use the word stronger. So I'll use the word spin. So spin, 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 spin. It should be, you know, more than what it was typically, unless it's already at max. And spin, and there we go. So there you go, everybody. That's Lightship Healing 101. We'll say a quick crash course, how to do healing to help
very
people out.
Very interesting.
I don't normally bring that up to people or do this, so this is what I'm giving you for a way to work with people if you wish to. But mainly it's you're probably going to want to do it for your partner or something if they're not feeling well. Then you can just see where they are with your energy. Just go over to each joint normally is critical. Remember, if, you know, like at an arm, if it doesn't work on the shoulder, it's not going to work down the arm, okay?
Yeah.
You know, it may work a little bit. I won't say it's 100% off, but, you know, if it's blocked, remember, you just have blocked energy or unblocked, two different energies. So you want to unblock it. This is the one block the energy. And you can also do this remotely, okay? So what you do now, we'll say that you get a phone call from Uncle Harry or Aunt Sally, and they have a stomach ache or something, okay? Mm-hmm. So what you could do is get a little piece of paper and draw like a little picture of them, like a little stick picture, you know, a round circle with the body with the arms on it and kind of figure where the stomach is. Put your finger on it, one of your fingers, where the stomach would be located. We'll say you use your left hand if you're right-handed. And then or if you want to draw a picture of them, you could. And then put your finger there and put the pendulum alongside of you someplace, maybe a foot away from your finger, and just see how it's spinning. Because you're doing absentee energy work here. So I'm sure that some of the people that are out there that do this, maybe in other programs, would probably be not too happy with me by telling this here. They may not even know about it. But anyway, here we go.
Very interesting.
So you just put your finger on that, and you now increase the energy, and they should feel better. So there we go. That's how you can do absentee healings. But remember, your spirit has to be charged up fully because you're having your spirit connect to another spirit in that person. Remember, you want to be really charged up good. So always do, I now increase my life force energy. Don't ever do this if you don't check your energy flow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you may be giving away your energy. And then when you get less in body width, you will start to take on people's stuff. So, there we go. Just gave you all
wrong.
A nice crash course on how to do fast, quick healing on people. Going from A to B instantly with no dogma. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. That is so interesting. My pendulum at the beginning was just about an inch and a half, the circle that it was doing. And then when you were counting out, it went out to about 6 inches. And then when you counted in, it came right back in and it stopped. And then when you did the counting to go back out, it didn't start spinning. But when you started saying spin, 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 after you got to 10, then it started spinning and it's back out at 6 inches now. That's really interesting.
Well, yeah, what I do at times at some of the expos, and it takes me, or my workshops, you know what I do. I don't do it too often, so it takes me maybe 5 minutes to recover. But I'll take my spirit energy, which normally is at, right now it's running about close to 99%. I'll take it and drop it down, and I'll go down to zero.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, when I hit zero, or maybe I don't feel good when I'm below 92, okay. But when I start dropping down, it feels like the room is starting to compact on me, like the room is full of dirt, we'll say, and I start getting, like, covered up with all this dirt, which could be people's energies, okay? And I feel kind of, like, exposed, like I'm sitting there nude, you know, with a bunch of people around. And but when I hit zero, my voice will change. It gets hollow sounding. And if anybody out there has heard me do this on a workshop or a lecture, I haven't done one, did this for quite a while, but that's what I'll do to show people. And then I'm like invisible. All of a sudden, my whole body energy shrinks. I look like, instead of being, you know, the size that I am, about half that size physically. I have no glow around me whatsoever. And I'm basically energetically dead. And so that's by taking away your spirit energy. And if you close down your chakras, you may start to feel pretty funky too, which I don't recommend doing. I only did this for you so you have an idea what it's like and maybe how it feels when that is done. I always like to do both sides of the coin here so that you understand fully what can happen, because you could be in one of those states. It's like having your spirit in backwards or sideways. You don't know until you actually experience that. I did a lot of shows on BBS where I have done this a couple years ago. So what we'll do now is just take you out of your body instantly and put you in right so you can be more in tune here. Here we go. Coming out and in. There, now you're in your body properly. If you felt a jerk or chills or something, feel more centered, a little more conscious, whatever way that would mean to you, means that you're in your body and properly. Had a crash landing sometime and you just happen to come in wrong, and your spirit will always come in wrong after that for some reason. So back to you, Carrie. I guess we're not having any callers.
Everybody's busy with that pendulum, Ron.
We're doing our healing show tonight.
That was great.
So
that was really great. Thank you. We've got quite a few comments. So Stephanie is asking, where are we supposed to hold the pendulum? And I think you said just about an inch above whatever chakra you're testing out, right?
Yeah, and normally you have a string on it, typically 6 inches, you know. If you get it too high, it'll be a really big swing and it'll go really slow. So I'd say probably a 6-inch length of string. You know, I have people who, you know, maybe bought a $200 quartz crystal, you know, with a gold chain. It makes no difference, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, sometimes I'll look for something and I'll get like a nut on a piece of kite string, you know, or thread, and I'm ready to go, you know.
yeah.
But, you know, it's a good way to get an indication of where you are. And like I said, you can even put your body organs on the piece of paper and check them out. Just put your finger on it so that you know what you're looking at. And you have to have the intent and tell your spirit what you want to do. And just do one thing at a time. And then open it up. And, you know, you may feel much better afterwards. So, anyway, that's
that. So, Ron, does our spirit have chakras or just our body?
Just your body. Your spirit is all pure light.
And it's just moving through them. They're like ways for the spirit to anchor itself in the body? Or what is the role of a chakra for a spirit?
I see it like as a, think of it like a sprinkler, okay? So your spirit's like the water in the garden hose, and it needs to come out to nourish different parts of you. So it like is a sprinkler for that. And we have the major chakras. Like I said, every joint has a chakra in it. And you can go from there and probably, you know, look at everything in your body as a chakra. So let's say that you hurt your finger. You know, maybe you bent your fingernail back, right? Well, just look at that as a chakra. Say, okay, I want to put some spirit energy into my fingernail because I bent it, okay? There's no joint there. And then run the pendulum, you know, down the body. You know, first check your heart out. Make sure all your chakras are fine because you want to be charged up. So charge up life force energy. Then check your chakras if you can. If you can't, then you can do it on a piece of paper even, too. And then go down your arm. Because you want all the energy to be flowing down your arm to get to your fingernail, okay? Maybe you banged your elbow a few days earlier, and now your energy is blocking your elbow, and how is your fingernail going to heal with no energy coming into it, okay?
Right.
Hello? So you want to make sure everything's working fine. And so that's kind of a way to do that. Remember, you have to trace the flow going back to your heart.
Yeah, interesting.
So make sure that... Heart energy is where your spirit is and has to get away to connect to that part of the body. And if you find an energy block there, then you can open it up and correct it. So there we go.
Great.
I just gave you guys probably a real quick, fast way to do something. If I had a class, I could probably stretch it out, and charge $500 like most people would do. And I'll give you a month course on how to do this stuff, but there it is.
Wonderful.
10 seconds and you're ready to go.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. I think we had a beep, Ron, so maybe we have a caller. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi. I just tuned in, and I heard you talk about doing a healing energy on someone else, and maybe you can clarify what you meant and what I think it is. I thought that we weren't supposed to go into other people's energy fields to do work unless we had their permission.
No, that's a New Age jargon. No. See, well, okay, I'll start over again. Now, that is 100% true when you do mind energy healings, okay? Because then you're doing a psychic attack on them, using force of will to heal them. So that is 100% correct. That's mind energy. Spirit energy is completely different because your spirit will go to them to help out the other spirit, and the other spirit will help heal the body.
Okay, and how can you tell the difference if you're using mind energy or spirit energy?
If you don't think about anything and you're doing it, and you want to, you can do the mind to heart drop. This I do automatically myself. So you want to do your mind to heart drop to get centered, and then you want to do that. You never want to force energy. So if you're sitting there trying to push energy mentally into somebody, then you're using mind energy.
Okay.
If you're just sitting back, like as a matter of fact doing it, without any kind of real mental thought, you just know you have to work on this here, then ask your spirit to do it. You don't want your mind to run energy. You don't want to do a psychic attack on anybody.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you.
So do the mind to heart drop first. I probably should have mentioned that. I'm always normally in my heart almost always when I do this stuff, so for me it's kind of automatic. But do the mind to heart drop first.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron.
Okay, you're very welcome. And you can do it for animals too,
Yeah, I was just going to ask that.
Yep, you can do it for anybody, because you see the spirit's doing the healing.
Right.
The spirit to do the healing. Now, what you may want to do is make sure that your spirit is cleaned after it, okay? So that's why you want to get your life force energy very strong. Remember, you don't want your spirit to come back to you with an illness, okay? So you want to clean off your spirit. So ask your spirit to shake off, what it may have taken on. Normally, your spirit will not enter the energy of another spirit, okay? So how do I say this properly here? It's kind of like, we'll say you're at a grocery store, right? And you have a little conveyor belt where the groceries are. Mm-hmm. So your spirit is at the end and is picking up stuff out of the shopping cart, which is its life force energy, okay? And the other person is the teller, okay? So all you're doing is putting energy up on that conveyor belt, and then the other spirit will take what it can of that energy, okay, and utilize it. You don't want to become or have your spirit enter into the other person's spirit, okay? Because then you will be suffering with what that spirit's suffering, okay? And you don't want to bring back an illness to yourself. This is why we do timeline crashing. This is why when you do the space-time crash, you feel kind of disconcerted, you know, and messed up because your spirit has come back with all this trauma, and it takes a little bit to get yourself healed. You never want to have your spirit come into anybody else's spirit, okay? It's just giving the energy freely, and it will take what it can, okay? Remember, light will come to light. You don't want to bring into that darkness of that person's spirit where it's not back to you. The spirit will take on the physical illness as the person. So as you give the spirit more light energy, that spirit can say, hey, I'm out of balance here. I have some darkness in me, and I need to get it out so I can do a healing on the person. And that's the way it works.
And what about...
I'm not saying that the person's spirit is dark. I'm just saying that the darkness comes into the spirit, and the spirit gets tamped down, so it can't use all of its power.
And should we do the cord clearing for cording to people after if we do this work on somebody else?
That might be a good idea, but typically it should not work. Now, if somebody comes up to you and you have a lot of emotions on their problem, remember, you cannot... Write this down, everybody. You cannot do an effective healing at all, period, when you're emotionally attached to someone.
Right.
Okay? If you're emotionally attached to that person, don't even get involved with the healing because you're going to be taking it on. You have to be in source energy with your spirit in non-judgment to do the healing. You can't be tied in emotionally to anything that's happening. That's why if you hear me sometimes and somebody calls up and they have this awful situation going on or whatever, you won't hear my voice change, okay? All I can do is run energy to them to try to help their spirit heal them. If I get emotionally attached, then, you know, I have that problem hook, line, and sinker with them, and I can't run any life force energy to them because now I'm, you know, in the same boat as they are, okay? I think we heard a beep there.
Yes,
hi,
I'm Larry.
Yes.
Hi. Yes, Ron, I had a hypothetical question. What if 2,000 years ago Jesus may have been overthrown by the dark forces and it was what you may call forced reincarnation? So what if now this whole thing is being played out again? What if, let's say that the Chinese alien spaceships teamed up with the Galactic Confederation spaceships, and then they claim, worked with the Islamic alien spaceships, and they overthrew the American alien spaceships on the dark side, and this is why we may have a economy collapse and also jobs being taken away from us because of this attack that people haven't seen or understood or know about, and this could create maybe another forced ascension process. Could that be possible?
Yeah, you got a bunch of questions there, Larry. What I can say is that, the alien wars out there do come down here, okay? And so whatever the aliens are doing out in the Beyondo, race A fighting race B, that can happen down here too, which could be why the economy or the world is the way it is right now, because we're in effect acting out. We're being controlled by what's happening in an alien war. Yes. As far as the Jesus thing, what happened with him? I don't know exactly what happened. Okay, all I know is that very possibly he was relying too much on what he thought was the Galactic Federation to help him. I know there's more than that, But that's what I would probably initially say. That's why I said, why did you forsake me? He finally caught on. He knew that he didn't have to die to do this process, okay? So anyway.
But he didn't get stuck here. He didn't get stuck in the reincarnation.
Never got stuck here. No,
right?
He left.
Yeah.
So he was just like his ascension body had to die.
Right.
So, you know, but anyway, there's a lot to that. I don't normally get into it too much. Looking at that scenario.
Okay, well, thank you then, just so we have a better view than the worldly people do, because their view always falls through the cracks.
Yeah, so what's happening with our economy or the world here, what we're going through is probably because of alien wars out there, and the aliens don't like each other, and different races out there are battling, and that's probably what's happening down here, just like what happened in World War II and all the other wars that we've had. You know, with domination and control.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
It's our show. We got a few minutes left, I think, here, since we started maybe two or three after. We have our Q&A tonight. We have our 8-hour call on Sunday, getting rid of these aliens out of us here, the little life forms, little critters. If you've never been on one, boy, you guys don't know what you're missing. You know, I do all these samples to show people why their health is so poor. So these alien life forms are what the problem is. Just check out the BBS, the two archives a long time ago, and you can feel better. You know, at least get on the 8-hour alien attack removal and leave that light beam up, you know, all night on in your room on your monitor screen so that it can help you. So that's kind of what it is, you know. Get rid of, if you're on that alien attack page, I think the most... devastating things. Naturally, it's the jellyfish that sits on your crown chakra. That's why you want to have your crown chakra closed off and all your chakras shut down so they don't radiate energy outside of yourself. I may have said that wrong. You don't want to close your chakras. You don't want them to radiate outside of yourself, okay? It's like a shrink wrap. So if you're on that page, I'd probably highly recommend if you have, like, internal problems, intestinal problems or something, that would be the snake energies. Joint problems are typically the caterpillars. If you have something with your skin, stings and bites, those naturally the mosquitoes and ticks, maybe the maggots on your head. The octopus energy and the black widow and are probably the two strongest ones, and the scorpions. And the there's one more that swims in the water. Squid. So squid and jellyfish are very, very bad, and they'll wrap around your rib cage and stuff, give you problems so you can't breathe properly. And the black widow is very bad with its poison, okay? So those are what I'd say. Definitely hit when you get on that page so that you're able to feel better. And just can't do it one time. Just don't pay for it, the $30 for the month, and do it once or twice and say, oh, I did this, you know, I'm fixed now. No, keep on it. This is why I keep doing these 8-hour calls. And eventually you start getting more spirit energy with you. So what we're talking about is in the alien attack page under parasitic life forms. So that's that part of that particular healing. There's much more. I think we have maybe 8 or 9 sections on it for options, but those are the ones that we do continuously on the 8-hour calls here coming up. So we have 2 more this month. And, you know, if you can't get on it right now, you know, get the $200. Your spouse is $100. Children under 18 are free if they live in your house. You know, your pets and animals can go up, plants and everything else like that. You know, get on next month when we do it, because it's you know, you get 28 hours of healing for $200 if you get on at the beginning of it, and it's well worth it, because you will feel better. So then you want to be in your body, okay? You don't want to be out of your body and have entities come into you during these calls. You want to have your spirit with you. So before you get on the call, do your life force energy, bring your spirit in, okay? I never mentioned that before, but I think most people are doing that, or they bring the monitor screen up before the call starts. So it starts at 10 o'clock a.m. Sunday morning. 8-hour call. We break every hour for about 10 minutes to walk around, stretch. You can sample your healing. Time goes by very quickly. So if you think 8 hours, like a work day, is long, this year goes by fast. So, Carrie, you have anything to say before we sign off here?
No, just Q&A in a few minutes. And Maria R. has put the number up on the FOSS chat. Thanks for doing that. It's 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 9009. If you are on the 8-hour calls this month, there's a free, in fact, there are two free healings that Ron is throwing in for nothing extra. So it's not just 28 hours of healing. It's these other two, and one of them is this new timeline and space-time crash for our spirit from past lives, which everybody is finding very intense. If you've been on the last shows over the last week or so, you'll know what I'm talking about. And that one is not up on the website yet for everybody. It will be at some point, but it isn't yet. So the only way to have that to be able to do when you want is to get on these 8-hour calls. So there's a tremendous amount of stuff that you're getting for $200. It's just incredible if you divide it up, you know, into what we're getting. No other healer on the planet, I don't think, is giving these amazing prices that Ron gives, and nobody else is doing for us what Ron is doing. So hopefully you guys can get on if you are not on already. There are two more Sundays left, as Ron said. And if you can't be on the actual call for all of it or part of it, you can come on absentee. And I think that's it, Ron. It's the top of the hour here. We probably should get off, I'm thinking. And sorry we didn't get in any of your questions read today, but we had a really nice show all about healing information. So thanks so much for Ron for that. It was really, really interesting. And
buddy, so I'll say blessings to you. And if you want to get on the call, give me an email. Get on the call coming up here shortly. 646-519-5800-9009. And the pound sign. So I'll be on there in about 5 minutes. Blessings. Thank you, Carrie, everybody.
Thank you, Ron.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay.